Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Chaf Aleph, and we'll talk about a sugya that comes up here in all of these dafim as it came up yesterday and on today's daf, and that is the sugya of Kiyum Shtaris and verification of Shtaris, which this is the sugya. This is the sugya in Shas related to it. We know on a Daraisa level, as we spoke about that yesterday, a Shtar is a Shtar. A Shtar is a powerful halakhic mechanism. As Reish Lakish says in Gittin Dav Gimel, Eidim Achasumen al Ashtar Nasa Kamisha Nechkere Dusan Bevesdin. Even if they're not there, we spoke about in the last year, how does that work with the principle of Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavam? If Eidim have to give their testimony verbally, so how does that work with a Shtar? How does a Shtar exist? Right, if they sign the shtar, isn't that a problem? And the Rishonim discuss various approaches to that answer. Today we're going to talk about the actual Kiyum Shtaris itself. The Rambam says in Hilchos Eidus in Perek Shishi, usually it's known as three, but the Rambam has five. How many ways to verify a shtar? Says the Rambam, Kvar Biarnu, Shekiyum Shtaris Midivrayim. Kadesh Lotino Dels Bifrei Lavin. The Rambam says, as we know, Kiyum Shtaris is a tzorach midirabanan. Midaraisa Edim sign a shtar, and we assume it's a kosher shtar. And we assume the Edim are telling the truth. And we assume the Edim are ksherim, all of the assumptions that we make by shtaris. But midirabanan, the Rabbanan created that we need verification. We need Kiyum Shtaris in one of a number of ways. The Afal Pikini Mekayim and Shtaris Ela Bishlosha. Afilu Shloshtan Hedyotos, Bebedei Shehu Din. Because it is Din, as we spoke about on yesterday's daf, and also on today's daf, is Bezdin allowed to sign the Shtar even before all of them know exactly the testimony? What if two of them recognize the signatures and one of them does not? Could a dayan also be an aid? That was also the discussion on today's daf of aid nasa dayan. Shmamina dayanim hamakirin chasimos yide aidim. Do you have to be made in front of them if the dayanim themselves know? Could they just put the kushpanka? Could they put the stamp on it if they know? Right. So somebody has to know, and we have to have verification from somewhere. But it has to be it's a ma'aseh bezdin, midrabanan. The bezdin has to put their stamp of verification. So the Rambam says, be'echan mechamisha drachim yiskayim ashtar bebezdin. Perek vav alachabeis. One of five ways. One of five ways do we do kiyum shtaris midrabanan. Haderech ha'achas sheyu hadayanim makirim ksav yidei ha'edim. If the dayanim know, they recognize this these signatures. They look at the signature, they say, we know this signature is from these Edom. Shezu, Edus, Ploni, Vizu, Edus, Ploni. Number one, the Dayanim know that the signature is. Number two, Adera Chashniya, Sheyechasmu Ha'edim Befneim. The Edom come and sign their names in front of us, and we say, oh, it's the exact same signature. Right? Sometimes you get a letter from a bank that, oh, your signatures are not exactly the same. I don't trust this check that was made. And sometimes it was like, it's my signature. What's the problem? You know, it's that sometimes the computer is too good. It's too good, as we'll talk about in a few minutes. But number two is that if the Edim come and sign, so we trust those signatures. Hadera Chashlishis, Sheyavo Ha'edim Hachos Min Lefrehem, the Yomar Kolechad Ve'echad, this is today's daf, right? The Edim themselves come, and they look at their signatures, and they say, that's mine. Zek Sav Yadi, Vani Eid B'davar Zeh. Right, they testify about their own signatures. That's the machlokas tanama, today's daf. Do they also have to testify about the other person's signatures? Right, do we say that they're only testifying on their signature, or they're testifying about what's written in the shtar? Or because then that each one only does their own thing. But if they're only testifying on their signatures, then maybe you need another one. Right? That's the discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara. That's number three. So number one, if the Dayanim recognize. Number two, if they come and sign in front of us. Number three, if they themselves know, say, come and say what their signatures are. Haderech Haravias. She'emesu eidei hashtar, right? What if they die? So they're not coming in. O shahayu b'medina acheres, they're somewhere else. V'yavo eidem acherim. V'yaidu aksav yada shehuze. Other eidem come and say that those are so-and-so signatures. So the dayanim, the eidem themselves, or other eidem. Those are the three. Could say something. And the other one we had was they could actually sign in front of us. So that's four. And number five, haderech hachamishis, she'uksav yada n'yotzei b'shtaras acheros. There's another document that has already been verified, and they compare it. Bezdin compares it to that already verified shtar. It looks similar enough. So those are the five ways of Kiyum Shtaris. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Vav. And the Rambam continues in that perek of other details in Mekaymenes Hashtar, Misharas Acheres, Ela Mishtei Shtaros, Shal Shtei Sados, Sha'achlu Malayim, Shal Hashanim, V'chulu. What the Rambam has certain requirements for that other star that we verify from, right? For sometimes you have to compare them, right? With the other details, Shlosha Lekaymen Hashtar, what do they write? Are they allowed to have some who are Edom, some are Dayanim? Okay, that's Perek Vav. There's an interesting discussion. What if you have an expert graphologist? Right, that's a discussion in some of the Achronim. Could that work? Right, what if there's a graphologist that could detect signatures and they could tell based on who this person is that this must be his signature and it reflects the personality? Right, could we use that type of science? And this is relates to a general question in terms of sciences affecting the halacha and using new technologies. What about, right, that we just have Maseches Yevamos? What about DNA evidence in Eidos Isha? That's a big discussion that was used in 9/11. Rachmana Litzlan, certain types of DNA evidence, right? Well, DNA evidence is not going to be enough to be for Bezin to kill somebody, right? You need Eidim Mahasra, right? Even if you have actual Re'iyah, you're not going to kill somebody or give Malkus unless there's Eidim Mahasra. But what about a graphologist in terms of this? This is a Tzorach D'Rabbanan, right? It's not a Din D'Oraisa. Bezin is going to be Motzi Mamon based on their words. But remember, Mi D'Oraisa, we don't even need them. Midaraisa, the Shtar speaks for itself, and the Shtar, as we said, the Shtar has magical powers to say, we are Ksherim, the Shtar is not Parua. That's what the Shtar does. The Tfisas Bala Shtar, as the Achronim call it, allow the Toveya to collect, unless there's other evidence. So DNA, other types of videos, right? Any types of, could they be used in a Beis Din, right? If there is circumstantial evidence, even more than circumstantial evidence, but didn't go through the regular process. So here too, by Kiyum Shtaris, what do we say about these types of experts? This relates to the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Memvav. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Memvav discusses this Kiyum Shtaris. That's a long Simen in Choshen Mishpat about Kiyum Shtaris. And there the Shach quotes in Sif Zion is where we have the five. Bechem Mehedrachim is Kaimim Mashtar, and he quotes the five of the Rambam. And there, the Shach has a fascinating discussion. What happens if two people come and say it's our signatures, and then two other people come and say, no, it's not your signatures? Right? Are they? So we had a similar discussion in the Gemara, but not in terms of are they the signatures or not. But remember, we had on yesterday's daf, what if they say, we were Ksherim? We were Ksherim, and they say, no, you were Psulim at the time. So then they're testifying about the Edom themselves. That was here, if you remember, on the bottom of Yutesimah Beis going over to Chaf. Right? What happens if Shtayim Chazum Al Shtar VaMesu Ubar Shtayim Nashuk VaBarni Yadarik Shaf Yadam Muzeh? We know there it's their Ksav Yad, but they were Anusim Ketanim Suleid Asayinu. And then the Gemara has a law. Well, what if they were here? If they were here and they said we were kosher, right? Ilu Rav Nachman says Ilu Havi Kamanu Machashinu Luhu Havi Layachashav Lo Havi Mashkichida Behu Davilu Edus Mucheshes. If the Edom were here and said no, we were Ksherim, and then these other Edom say no, you weren't. We were treated as Edus Hachasha, and we would not collect from this star. And now that they're not here because they're dead, then we would trust and collect, and we wouldn't trust these other Edom because the star is so powerful that it could even overcome, even stronger than if the Edom are actually there. Unbelievable. So we already have a similar idea than what the Shach discusses here. But that's what the Shach here quotes from Rabbi Yerucham, that Yish Machlokes, in Sifkat and Yud Beis, Yish Machlokes Pitosefta, Im Omrim Ha'idim Ksav Yadenu Huze, Va'achirim Omrim Ein Ze Ksav Yadam, Im Tzarach Kiyam Acher Olo, V'lo Ifzaka Hilchasa Kiman. Right, that's the Beis Yosef quotes that. And the Darkei Moshe, the Sva, Va'machlokes Azer Isa B'Yerushalmi, and the Shach assumes that it is actually a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi. Right, he quotes the Zemar Garsim Yerushalmi, Omrim Ksav Yadenu Huzeh, Vachirim Omrim Eino Ksav Yadam, Hu, Hatreu Trei, Pirish, Ava Gadzor Rabbanan, Ein Kolechad, Meha Eid, Meir Al Ksav Yadu Belvad, as we have in today's daf, even though each Eid only testifies about their own Ksav Yad, Ve'ilo Ashnaim Ha'achirim, Midim Al Kol Echad Ve'echad, Lo Chashivi Trei Lagabechad, it's not that two are against one, because each one is only testifying by themselves, the Kivan, what if they say the opposite? The Shachla said, what if they say these aren't our signatures? And the other way they say, no, it is your signature. What about that case? Okay, that's a discussion in the Shach. The Tumim asks on the Shach, Ravina Sadaibashitz, what's the suffix? Do you need more? Right? Two Eidim say these are our signatures, and two other Eidim say it's not our signatures. So like, oh, you might need another Kiyum. And what if other Eidim come? What if Eidim come and say they are the signatures? Trei Kameya. Ask the Tumim. So what's the difference? Once you have a stalemate, so then it shouldn't matter how many Eidim you have. The Lashon of the Tumim. Aval Iyef Shalachamin B'Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I don't understand Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Kasav, Dish Machlokes, Yitzar Kiyum Olo. Okay, you want to treat it as a stalemate, fine. But what's his Lashon? Until you find more. But how would more help? The Avi Treyu Trey, Mayoil Od Kiyum, Tuhu Davar She'i Efshar Lizbar Aklal. It's something that's, we'll never get clarified. Kiyum Yavo Od Elef Eidim, the Yomrim Kedivre Kato Achas, whoever they say like. Do they say like the Eidim that say it's theirs? Or do they say like the other Eidim, Mikal Makam, Avi Treyu Trey, Vitrey Kameya? So it shouldn't help. If you want to say this is a problem, you know, I might have said that the Eidim are trusted more about themselves. You know, it's a double-edged sword, because you might say they're no gabadover. It's their signatures, so maybe we should trust other people more, right? If it's about an act that happened, we never trust the Bali Dover. But here, it's not really the Bali Dover, because they're testifying about Reuben and Shimon, about the loan. They're testifying about their own signatures. So are they no gabadover? Are they not? Good question. Which is worse? But the Tumim says, doesn't matter if you have more Eidim that come and support either of the groups, it shouldn't make a difference. It should remain as Trei U'Trei. So the Nesivus here on the bottom quotes the Tumim, and the Nesivus says, no, I think he defends Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that I think more in this situation would be better. Because this is not a question of an event that happened. If it's a regular Eidus, an event that happened, we would say Trei Kameya, and it's equal. Here, they're not testifying about an event, they're testifying about a reality. They're testifying about a reality. And testifying about a reality could be different. So where do you get this? He quotes the Tosfos that we had back in Yevamis at the beginning of Aisha Rabbah. Remember the three prakim named Aisha? The first one, Aisha Rabbah, starting in the second half of Yevamis, so to speak. Pechas Bar Aleph. Pechas Bar Aleph, says the Gemara there towards the beginning of Aisha Rabbah. The Gemara has quoted a line of Rav, Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ella. We didn't know what this was going on, but we think it's going on whether Tetzei, whether she has to leave her husband if she got married, and then her husband, then there were other Eidim. So Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ella, Shanis Be'ed Echad, if she married Be'ed Echad, and then her husband walks in, this is how the Gemara originally assumes, so then she has to get divorced, she has to leave. Aval, this is Abishnai Eidim, Lo Tetzei. But if she got married with two Eidim said her husband died, and then her husband walks in, then she can stay married. That's what the Gemara assumes now. And the Gemara says, that's crazy. The husband walked in. So how can you say, if they say the husband died, but the husband's here. So how are they believed to say, how can you say that she doesn't have to get divorced because she can stay married to the second one because the Eidim said her husband died. But the husband's here. So the Gemara says, you're right, we misunderstood. They're not sure. We're not sure if this is the husband. Right, that's the question. We're not sure if this is the husband. So the Gemara says, if you're not sure who the husband is, then she shouldn't even have to leave, or even if she got married with one aid. So lo tzricha da'asu be'tre v'yamri anan avina b'hadei michinafak b'hashta v'atunhu de'lo yadisule. Okay, they you don't recognize, because like Yosef Atzadik had the beard and the brothers. Okay, so Tosfos there asks on the Habamina. So the Gemara asks, how can you say that she's going to stay married if her husband's here? Right, that's impossible. So ask Tosas, Yim Tomar. But 1 second. Kiva di'ika trei da'amri meis. If two of them said that the husband died. And this husband walks in, and we assume that this is the husband, but it's ki'il, there are two of them saying that this is the husband. So there were two of them that said this, but what if there are 100 of them that say this is the husband? Trei kameya. Right, it should be a stalemate, and she should stay married. Unbelievable. You think you read the Gemara's question, like, this is obvious. And Tosfos says, it's not so obvious. Afilu ikameya da'amri shezehu mabakach ha-trei kameya damu. This is like trei kameya. See, if you have two Eidim that say the husband died, and you have the husband saying, I didn't die, right? He should be worse. He should be stronger. Why is that so obvious? So Tosfos answers, you don't say trei kameya in this case. And this is what the Tumim bases it on. V'yesh lomar delagabe davar hanire v'yadua lakol lo haya omer rav. By something that is obvious, that is known, that is yadua, Rav wouldn't say lotetzei. By something that's it's a reality, it's a tfiyas ayin, right? That's the lashon of the nesivus, right? We have sometimes the concept in mitzia, right? We have simanim, but we also have tfiyas ayin. Sometimes you can't describe it, but you look at it like, that's mine. That's why you know there are certain, even if it's not simanim mufhakim, as we had at the end of Yevamos, different discussions of Shuma, of simanim mufhakim, but still, there's a concept of tfiyas ayin. So the Nesivus wonders, is tfiyas ayin of an item any different than tfiyas ayin of a person? So again, yeah, we spoke about it at the end of Yevamos, about parts of panim and the forehead, but the Nesivus says here, he quotes this to him, and then he says, lafini is daiti lo kasha midi, midi dahavi akas vitosis, Yevamos rish perakama, rish peraka haisha rabba, havi mashach. He quotes this lashon, kivan de ika tre, damru meis, afilu ika mea, damru lo meis, hatreke avi shlomer, the gabi devar nirvi, du la kogo armina treke mea. Alma, de bidover hatalui bitfias ayin, lo armina treke mea. By something that is so obvious that it's just testifying about something that exists, not something that happened. Something that happened could never be tefiyas ayin. You can have tefiyas ayin about the person involved in what happened. That's a tefiyas ayin. But tefiyas ayin doesn't apply to an action, but to a reality. So the tefiyas ayin, lo amrin atrei kameya, im kein, hachanami, says the Nesivus. Again, explaining, going on the comment of the of Rabbi Yeruchim, that if it's treu trei, if two Adam say these are our signatures, if two Adam say that they're not our signatures, we would trust more. Why would we trust more? Wouldn't that just continue the stalemate? Hachanami b'hakaras haksav b'tfiyus ayin. De ma hefresh yein b'yish b'tfiyus ayin, de hakaras ish, o hakaras haksav b'tfiyus ayin. What difference should it make between recognizing a face and recognizing a signature? Or recognizing an item? Ubevade azlina basarova olam, verov deos. Then you would go by rov deos. You would go by more opinions, would be stronger. Because something that is yadua lakol, so then that would override things that are obvious. So now you get into the question, is graphology something obvious? Is graphology the sciences? So that's a discussion in the professionals, and I guess in the halacha also, using these modern techniques, different types of machines and ways to analyze handwriting. With that, let's say you have it's tray or tray. Would a graphologist be able to override? So that's a question. Nobody's apostating here. We're just bringing up the issue that comes up. And again, this graphology, once we are on the topic, is used and discussed in other areas as well. Somebody knows certain information. Somebody's a graphologist and they found somebody's signature and they know something about them based on the handwriting. Are they allowed to, let's say it's for Toeles purposes, is that called not Lashon Hara? Because I know something based on this person you're going to hire him for a job. The Tshuva says, Selech HaRav. Rav Chaim David HaLevi has a tshuva about if an employer is allowed to use graphology to he wants to hire an employee and he wants to know what kind of personality he is, and is that appropriate? Is he allowed to do that without the person's knowledge? He has him fill out papers in order to get the job, and they'll take that to a graphologist to be able to check his character. Right, Rav Nevin Zal quotes that Rav Yisrael Salanter went to a graphologist to find out his own chesronos. Right, that's what he ran out of the chesronos that he could figure out himself. So he went to a graphologist to find his chesronos. But shiduchim is a big one. Shiduchim is a big one. The Rav Zilberstein in Baharevna in the second volume on page 246 has the following tshuva. There was a couple that was going out. Baruch Hashem, it was going well. They went out on a bunch of dates. And the Kala came home and told her father, I'm going to get engaged to this guy. He's a great bacher. Her father said, really? Why so quick? Go out on a couple more dates. She's like, I don't understand. What do you mean? He's great. I'm ready. The father was a graphologist. So the father says, I need, before you get engaged, I need to analyze his signature. I need to analyze signature to make sure he's going to be good for you. So the daughter says, no. You're gonna mess up the shidduch, and the father says, "No, this is what I need." So finally, she speaks to him, and the chassan obviously was the potential chassan was very upset, and he said, "Okay, fine," and he gave a signature, and they checked it out, and it was amazing, everything, Baruch Hashem, ready to get married. The problem was the bacher then sent her to Zilberstein. He was so upset at the chassan that he went at the father-in-law. That he lied. He went to the top guy in the yeshiva and he got his signature and he sent it in. And now the question is, A, did he do correctly? And B, does he have to say anything now before the marriage? Does he have to say anything? So Rav Zilberstein says, L'chora, this is Gnevas Das. L'chara, you're not allowed to do that. Aser lasos kein ki zu ona'a. Ukila meshabeh chefet so'omi l'mechira b'mala shein bo. It's like you have a car, you're a car salesman, and you can make it look better. So you're a guy, you're about to marry his daughter, and it's inappropriate. Yesh p'kach l'chora gami shem Mr. Sheker v'gedev es das. But then he says, maybe it's not so pashut. Ulam yitachin she'en b'kach mamish ona'a, because they already want to get married. This guy and girl already want to get married. Umin adin ena bechor chayves li shama la avia. And we know Maker Adin, the Rama quotes that regarding marriage, unless there's a dvar hezek or danger, the parents don't really have a say. Don't really have a say if the unless it's pekam mishpacha of some kind. But they don't have a say. Vulai, and also maybe vulai gam matzla bachra sa'amia ikuv shirach shalom yosha. The maybe the son-in-law is doing appropriate. He's preventing the an inappropriate ikuv from the father. And maybe there's no chash sheker. Why? As we know, you're allowed to lie to prevent damages. Remember the case of Maseches Adarim, you're allowed to put on certain clothes to prevent to not pay taxes on certain things, even though aval she'eino dover emes b'kol makom, given sheboim lafsido shelo kedin ein yisro l'shanos ben emes. And even more so, right? We know shalom bayis. Yeah, there's no greater shalom bayis than be able to get married. You're allowed to be mishanim ebnei shalom. So maybe here that also applies. So says the Rav Zilberstein, he does not think that he has to reveal the emes right now. Maybe he shouldn't have done it in the first place, but he's not does not think that he become makom b'di'eved. Av l'chadchil lohay l'bachar l'shloch tzav yashal acher become makom b'di'eved inot zorach l'galozos. You don't have to reveal it, and maybe over time to try to give some hints that it wasn't actually his signature. But that's in terms of graphology b'chula. One more quote. They say Moshe Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I saw that the science of graphology is only true by non-Jews, but Jews could change their essence, and that won't be seen by graphologists. And then remember that Moshe Rabbeinu story in the Tiferes Yisrael, the end of Kiddushin, that they saw his face, and they said, oh, inherently there's someone who has an anger management problem b'chula, but Moshe was able to conquer that because of the kfishas hayetzer and the gvura that he had. Okay, we will stop here.